It's just under 100 feet high, and it's got the, let's see, the five elements are on a boom that's, I've forgotten the figures, you know, but it's pretty, well, you can take a look at it on the picture, pretty long. Peter, by the way, I wrote a lot of books on antennas, you know, I was antenna writer for books for the ERRL for 25 years, and I wrote antenna stuff. I didn't write a lot of, I didn't read a lot of antenna stuff, but I wrote antenna books, Peter, go ahead.
Very good, very good. Well, I know that you know a lot about antennas, that's for sure. And how old are you, about 80-some years old?
87, yeah, that's, it's a little more, it's a little less. 78 is my age.
Hi, I'm 75, very good. Well, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job over there. You eat right, you sleep right, you play with your radios and everything else you do. So you're doing a good job over there, that's for sure. Let me look at your house. You don't have a real big house, but you don't need a real big house over there, do you?
Oh, the house is big enough, you know, it's got enough rooms and radio rooms and all that stuff. It's a house that I built just after I got married. Built the house, and that's it. It's still here, and I'm very happy with it.
Oh, very good, very good, very good. Well, yeah, you got a long driveway.
No, not long. What do you mean by long? It's about 25 meters or something.
Yeah, well, maybe that, you know, depends on what you think, but I'm looking at one of your pictures here, and, I asked you, what kind of towers are those? Are those, did you build those towers, or are they store-bought?
No, I didn't build them. I engineered them, and they were built in a factory here in the city at not 10 kilometers from here.
Okay, good. Very good. And they're self-supported, I see.
Yes, all my towers are self-supporting. That's correct.
Yeah, that's good. Well, very good. Yeah, you got a lot on your QRZ page to look at and read sometimes when I have time, but I'll make a note of it here. What kind of transceiver do you have over there?
Aircraft K3 driving an ACOM 2000, and that's it. Go ahead.
What kind of, did you say aircraft transceiver?
Yeah, aircraft K3.
The K3S?
That's right.
Yeah, you like that transceiver?
Yes, I love it. I have had it for well over 10 years now.
Has it given you any problems?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's good. I hear different things over here stateside about it. W4IMD4ID. Well, very good. You sound good over here. You're 10 over 9 to 20 over 9. What's my signal over there?
20 over, very good signal, Peter. How is my quality?
Your quality? Excuse me, I got a bug in my throat here. I've had it here for the last hour. I need to get rid of it. Probably when I sign with you, I'll get something to drink. Your quality of audio is good. I guess, I don't know, but I've got a new radio here. It's a Kenwood 570D. I picked it up last week, used off a fellow from West Virginia, and I'm just playing with it a little bit here, making some adjustments with it. But anyway, I'm running a homebrew amplifier. I'm running at least 1,500 watts, so anyway, but this big amp, I like it a lot. But I need to build another one. I've got the, I've got the, I'm me. I'm itching to build another amp, and I build all my own amps. And I'm wanting to build another one there. But see, thanks for the signal report. Now you sound good here. You're very loud, over.
Okay, Peter. Well, my Acom 2000, I got two of those amps, and they made for 1500 watts, but I can easily get 2000 out, Peter. Okay, listen, I'm not going to keep you any longer. Thank you very much for the QSO, and I look forward to doing this from time to time with you, Peter, if you don't mind. So 73, and have a very good afternoon, evening. W4MD, ON4UN.
Okay, John, very nice to look you again. It's been a while. I look forward to talking to you sooner than later. Take care. Have a great weekend over there. ON4UN, W4IMD, 73.
Okay, 73, Peter. Bye-bye.